This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Mass arrests of people of reportedly Tigrayan origin have continued in the Ethiopian capital of Addis Ababa and elsewhere in the past week, the UN Rights Office said on Tuesday. The alert from the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, OHCHR, follows reports that at least 1,000 individuals are believed to have been detained in the last 7 days. In Geneva, here's OHCHR spokesperson Liz Throssell.
There are worrying reports that many of those detained have not been informed of the reasons for their detention, nor have they been brought before a court of law or other tribunal to review the reasons for their detention and have not been formally charged.
The UN Rights Office spokesperson explained that provisions under the current state of emergency are extremely broad, with vague prohibitions going as far as encompassing indirect moral support for what the government has labelled as terrorist groups. COVID-19 news now, and a massive boost for access to life-saving coronavirus medicines for low- and middle-income countries. The welcome development comes after UN Global Health Agency Unitaid said on Tuesday that it had helped reach a voluntary licensing agreement for a Pfizer antiviral treatment, meaning that the drug can now be produced generically worldwide. The medicine, which is taken orally, is designed to be administered with another antiviral, ritonavir. Under the terms of the Unitaid-led deal, manufacturers will be able to supply both drugs to 95 countries, covering more than 50% of the world's population. This includes all low- and lower-middle-income countries and upper-middle-income countries in sub-Saharan Africa, as well as those wealthier nations elsewhere that have transitioned to wealthier status in the past 5 years. Unitaid said that Pfizer will not receive royalties on sales in low-income countries and that it will also waive royalties on sales in all countries covered by the agreement while COVID-19 remains an international public health emergency. Turning to the UN's battle against tobacco use, the World Health Organization, WHO, signalled signs of a pivotal downward shift in the number of users globally. Citing new data, the WHO welcomed the news that there are 200 million fewer tobacco users today compared to 2015. That means that 1.3 billion people now use tobacco in all its forms, a number that is expected to drop to 1.27 billion by 2025. But WHO warned that tobacco firms still use every trick in the book to defend their gigantic profits. In Europe in particular, women are not on track when it comes to kicking the habit, said Rüdiger Kreck, WHO's Director of Health Promotion. Dr. Kreck said in Geneva that the tobacco industry continued to make unscrupulous and calculated attempts to hook youngsters through aggressive and quite criminal efforts, encouraging them to try e-cigarettes. And Dr. Kreck dismissed the tobacco industry's attempts to supply respirators for COVID patients.
This all to show that, to paint the picture that they care. And of course, that needs to be reversed because they are part of the problem. The industry, the tobacco industry, is helping to kill people.
Dr. Rüdiger Kreck, WHO's Director of Health Promotion, ending that item. Daniel Johnson, UN News.